Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Zach, Stephen A. mentioned get you some help. Paxson's built a couple winners in Chicago. Do you have confidence that your GM can get you the help you need?
They might speak differently, man, but, you know, I'm with the team, man. You know, I gotta put the team first. Their table, man. I gotta put the team first. But, you know, it's just the situation we're in right now.
Stop.
Drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
That was earlier today at Navy Pier during a live broadcast of ESPN's First Take, an interview with Zach LaVine, in which the assembled fans of every race, creed, and color in every color of Bulls gear went off.
On ESPN's most popular show that's not live sports.
Yep.
I was wondering when it was going to happen, because the NBA has come in here and they want to have a great party. And so for most of the week, you've had people just kind of talking about, well, the weather is going to suck, but it's going to be a fun night. And Derrick Rose isn't going to be involved in things. Zach LaVine is doing the three-point contest. I was wondering when Ish was going to get real.
Not mm-hmm. Ish Smith.
No. Well, I mean, if he wants, he can get real too. Real. But I was wondering when things were going to get real. And it happened today. And I'm glad that it happened on ESPN's most popular television show that isn't sports. Because the Bulls need to understand, and the national media needs to understand what's going on here.
Yeah.
You guys have talked to people. I've talked to people that still have a very rosy outlook on the Bulls as a brand and as a franchise. And I don't want to say that they're out of town stupid, but they're definitely out of town. And now they get to see it up close. They get to see that this is a fan base that is furious with the way things are going. And they get to do it with the backdrop of the rest of the NBA being in town.
You know what this is? Mm. This is Catherine Martin in the pit in old Mrs. Littman's house.
And she, I have no idea what you're talking about.
And she just realized that FBI Special Agent Clarice Starling has gotten in there. She's been waiting to be murdered by Buffalo Bill. Down here, lady! That is Bulls fans screaming to the authorities, get us out of here!
Yeah, and it's them, it's them letting their feelings be known about what's happened here. And I mean, I do feel bad for Zach because he's caught in the middle of it, and what's he supposed to say?
I've been feeling bad for Zach for 3 weeks now.
But that's the thing.
Yeah.
I think that the juxtaposition is that there's a group of people, the fans of this team, that love what Zach LaVine has done mm-hmm. and don't like the situation that he's in.
The symbolism of it being Zach LaVine,
yeah,
too.
Of course. Yep.
That's the thing. That's what makes it so perfect, is that no one's mad at Zach LaVine.
No.
You aren't mad at him.
Nope.
And
nor should they be.
And here's the thing. At no point does Zach LaVine tell him to stop.
Or these
or
guys
give an affirmative.
They're crazy.
Right.
Or give Max the affirmative. Max looked like he hit them streets last night, too.
Congratulations to Max. That's a successful Thursday night, it looks like,
Chicago
judging his Friday morning.
Real.
No, I get that. You're at Navy Pier, and right now it's really sunny, but mm-hmm. that looks like a guy who was in them streets. Got the Chicago flu for real.
I just like Max Kellerman for whatever reason.
Yeah, me too.
I kind of enjoyed him.
Other than him saying that he's the greatest orator since Malcolm X.
Yeah,
but other than
I'm not saying he hadn't stepped in it a couple of times or put it in front of him,
that's
pointed
the thing.
To it, and then stepped in it himself. But I've always kind of liked him.
The greatest what since?
Orator.
Yes.
Okay. Not even gonna.
But I love that this is what Bulls fans, like, they had. This was spontaneous. This wasn't some effort. I mean, I'm sure you guys get it. I get it on Twitter all the time. Lawrence,
all
you got to help lead. Do you. And this came out real.
And
it came out super real. It was authentic. And it was exactly how Bulls fans are feeling. Now, if you're ESPN and you're partnered with the NBA on this whole weekend, you've got Stephen A. and Michael Wilbon being the coaches for the celebrity game tonight.
Talk about out of town stupid.
It is a But to my original point, that the fact that they have that partnership, and then you hear the panic. You hear the panic from Molly and Stephen A. Like, ooh, we unintentionally stepped in it. Well, now you know. Welcome to the Shy. Welcome here, because this is what those of us that are at ground zero of what's going on with the Bulls have been talking about for years. So we appreciate you parachuting in. And when you parachute out, take some of that with you. Know that that's what's actually happening in Chicago.
Sorry to step on you there. It is not very characteristic of Chicago fans either. It really isn't. And recently, if you buddy this up with the reaction of the Marquee Network from Cubs fans,
mm-hmm.
that there is an edginess now. There is something that's coming out that has been much more like New York or Philly fans, where previously Chicago fans in groups like this have been loath to be that angry, that particularly expressive in that regard, but shows you that pressure and time.
Well, right? He got asked the question. You know what I mean? It matters to me that it wasn't just a spontaneous. It's not just people gathered outside the United Center for the game either. It's not at a fan event or something like that. It's the question got asked about John Paxson and Gar Forman and their ability to get Zach LaVine something else. And fans responded to the question for Zach.
Yes.
That's what happened
here.
We'll
answer this for you.
Zach, buddy, don't worry about the microphone. We got this.
You've been carrying this
year.
That's what that was.
We'll get you.
He's brought you a couple of winners. Really?
When that happened?
A couple, I guess.
Yeah, I remember that LeBron just sort of, you know, smacked him over the head with his willy in the conference finals.
I really do appreciate that Bulls fans basically were like, oh, hell no, Zach. We got you, fam. Don't worry about answering that question, because here's the actual answer to that question.
Wow.
I hope they saw it. I hope that John Paxson saw it. I hope reporters ask him about it. I hope Michael Reinsdorf saw it. Mm-hmm. I hope Jerry Reinsdorf saw it. And maybe now they'll get an idea of what's happening with their franchise, along with people not going to games. The fact that this has been 32 years in the making, the All-Star game coming back to Chicago, and this is something that Jerry wants, and he has to present his franchise this way when the All-Star game comes back to Chicago.
I don't know what the proper response is to it, but I know that silence isn't going to work. I know that, like, trying to brush this under is not going to be met with less fan noise. It's not going to be met with less anger. They're in a pickle as a PR staff over there, or as a franchise trying to spin what just happened on national television. Like you say, Lawrence, the most watched show on ESPN that's not an actual broadcast, a play-by-play. They have to respond to this, and there's no good way to do it.
Well, my gears are turning right now. I'm thinking, like, if I were...
You're doing crisis management right now?
You know, there's a couple things. First of all, Lawrence, to your point, they see everything. They hear everything said about them, everything written about them. That is...
Oh, I know!
You have to.
A foregone conclusion. They read every word. They hear everything. They see everything. So they know. They already know now. They're already talking about it. On the one hand, you could get out ahead of it, and you could send out a team statement, and you could address it, and you could say, we're just as hungry as our angriest fans to get back to winning.
That would be great.
I think that's where you say it.
Or you wait until you're asked. And usually teams that don't want to look too defensive will wait until they're asked. They might be asked by multiple outlets. And then in response, I think the proper way to respond is, of course, we heard what was expressed on national television today, and our desire to compete for championships is represented in our angriest fans. We admire and appreciate their passion, how invested they are in Bulls basketball, and we want them to understand that we are exactly that dedicated in returning to the glory of the championships.
Yeah.
There's a way to spin it that way and own it and say, absolutely, we hear you.
That, I would hope that that's something that John Paxson and the Bulls front office would try to do. I would imagine they will try to act as if this isn't something that happens often with Bulls fans.
No,
they're going to act like this is some sort of effort that has been, that this is the billboards or this is the guy that got moved out of his seat or whatever it
organized is. Organized fringe trolling is what they're going
to
say it is.
Instead, and what I am here to tell you, what I am here to tell you is that this is more prevalent than I think they even understand. That this isn't just some sort of fringe element. That this is a group of fans that are just upset all the way around in this whole thing. As you guys can see, I have a visitor.
Look at Handsome here.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys got to go.
That's cool.
Wow. Look at Handsome here. Look at that, man.
TV money is like real, isn't it?
Damn dollars right there. You start getting those clothing allowances.
Oh, no, he
well, I
fine.
Mean, Jay just kind of wow. is... always dressed well, though. I don't know if you guys know him, but he's...
Oh, I know he dresses well. Nice headphones you got there.
Yeah. I told Shane to Lord, get him a man. Pair out of my locker, but it's fine.
I'm Doug Goff.
Shane,
that's ridiculous.
Locker number 5. Oh, I literally have some Sony monitors.
This is amazing radio.
That Jason reminds me of the very first thing Jason said to me when I started at the score.
Oh,
he told
way,
me I got to get my own headphones.
Bernsey turned my mic on for me. Shane is putting headphones on me. It's like riding a bike again.
You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago WBMX. Yes, and while I'm doing the ID. Thank you, Rick Camp. You're listening to the WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX
happens?
HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670, The Score, a radio.com sports station. Jason Goff, who hosts Bulls pre and post on NBC Sports Chicago, is here in studio with us. Jay, I know that you were roaming the halls. Yeah. Don't know if you heard, but on First Take this morning, there was an uncomfortable moment.
Yeah, I just saw it. Jay just showed it to me. Expected, like
totally expected. But for those who didn't hear it, Zach LaVine was on First Take with Max and Stephen A. and Molly, and you'll hear Stephen A. and Molly on the back end of this cut talking about things. And they wanted to ask him some questions about how things stand right now and him getting some help. Here's how it went.
Zach, Stephen A. mentioned get you some help. Paxson's built a couple winners in Chicago. Do you have confidence that your GM can get you the help you need?
They might speak differently, man, but, you know, I'm with the team, man. You know, I gotta put the team first. Their table, man. I gotta put the team first. But, you know, it's just the situation we're in right now.
Stop.
So Molly then has to play like
stop the
traffic
fight.
Cop.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop the damn fight.
So that the interview can continue at some point.
Yes. And then you hear Stephen A. Stop.
Yeah.
But it is something that I think is fairly normal for a lot of Bulls fans in town to feel this way. And I'm not sure, Jay, that the national audience, the national reporters understand how angry Bulls fans have been.
For a while. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so. I can understand what Molly and Stephen A. are trying to do there because
100%.
It's Zach's time and Zach doesn't get this kind of time nationally. I think the reason why Zach wasn't an all-star, obviously with the win-loss record, but his reputation nationally isn't one of winner, go-hard kind of guy, and that's exactly what he's tried to do this year. But it's an unfortunate situation. I mean, you know, you got pretty much the same win total as you did last year when you weren't trying to win. So this thing, it's been a rough season for everybody involved, and I feel bad for Zach because
me too. It's a hard spot to be put in.
Yeah, like what are you gonna say?
He didn't say much.
Yeah, because you just got to keep it moving. You got to keep playing. Like after last year, I think Zach said to himself, "I have to be, you know, employee number 8," and that's what he's been for the last couple of years. He's played decent enough basketball. Like I have no qualms with him. I don't think my opinion has changed on a player. As much as it has him in a long time.
How so?
Because when he came here after talking with Sam Mitchell, who had coached him at Minnesota, and Sam said this is going to be a really good player. He's just got to grow and get experience, get tougher, get stronger, all the things that you know an 18-year-old doesn't come in the league with. And then when he was acquired by the Bulls, he was acquired to be a piece. And then all of a sudden, he becomes the whole show. in 2 years' time. And early on, I thought, okay, this is a guy who's going to score on a bad team, which he has. But if you watch the games, Zach LaVine hasn't given up on this team. And he hasn't given up on what might be, you know, in the a lot of guys in the NBA go out there, they do their job, they score, and then they go home. I think Zach is quiet enough that you don't notice the stuff that he does on that floor when he's upset with people, when he's happy with people, like the urging that he has started to do with Kobe White in terms of what the offense doesn't allow Kobe to do, you'll start to see. And Kobe, I think Kobe's getting that urging now from the coaching staff and everybody else, but he's stuck in, he's mired in a little bit of a tough season as well. But I appreciate Zach. This is a bad season. There's no two ways to put it. Nobody should be happy with this season. I don't think anybody is, from people in the organization that I've talked to, from the fans. You know, I'm right there at gate three every game. So
I want to give you some props on that.
Because, a lot.
I mean, even though you're out here making me look bad.
How?
But
I love actively.
I love what you do.
My burner account hasn't been that active, man. Come on now.
What you do with the fans at the United Center, Jay, I think is really tremendous. And
there's a lot of first time people that walk through those turnstiles.
Your outreach is, yeah. I mean, honestly, like the Bulls should pay you because you're a pretty good brand ambassador, Steve Stout.
I wouldn't get him in half as much trouble as Steve got the Knicks in the other day.
But you being and allowing yourself to interact with fans, like while you guys are doing the show, I think it's one of the best parts of the show, is that people are there and they want to be a part of what you guys are doing, and you take the time to individually walk people through stuff.
I feel their pain. Like, when I see them come to these games and you see these 5 and 6 and 7 year old kids and it's their first game, or you see these babies or it's their first game, you're like, all right, I hope the experience is good enough for you. I hope the Bulls win on your first game, but glad you came out. It's the same thing we did at remotes and all those other things. I mean, you know, you try to extend the brand and make sure that everybody understands that it's all good. Our brand is the pre and post game show. Yeah, this is a new venture for me after Mark Schnowski held it down for, you know, 2 decades, and he's still doing a terrific job on NBCSportsChicago.com and all the stuff that he's doing and all the Windy City Bulls coverage, yeah, as well. So, like, this is new for me. So the way I try to endear myself to people is saying, hey, what's up? And, you know,
it's working, man.
You and your baby come around and let's take a picture.
While with your baby.
Yeah, yeah, while you go hang out and see whatever you're about to go see for the next 2.5 hours or so.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, I've had a lot of babies around me over the last, what is it, 3-4 months, October? So, man,
yeah, that sounds right.
Five months.
Have some sanitizer. It's a good way to get really sick.
Man, I think I am immune to every germ ever because of my son. So now I hold babies away, though. I keep them. I make sure that the spout is out. So whenever they sneeze, you know, any sneezes go on Will or Kendall. I don't need that. Yeah, yeah. Those guys got NBA genes. I'm old and fat and dumb and tired.
Well, those things are not true.
Yeah, we had Rick Fox on the show earlier. And by the way, your guy Kenny Smith yesterday in studio.
He's awesome.
Saw Kenny.
He is such a delight.
Yeah.
He's so real and
he's
so
a funny dude.
He's so easy.
Yeah.
You know, I just so New York.
Kenny's got a good vibration about him.
He really does. Yeah. He really does. And Rick Fox was tremendous today when we were talking about.
Was he in studio too?
He wasn't. He was on the phone.
Could you see how beautiful he was through the phone?
Yes. Well, actually, you could.
You can.
Yeah. Seriously, my first Vegas Summer League, he had a couple of events out there.
No, that's
and
a thing.
Rick is as handsome a person. He's a beautiful man.
Watch a lot of Lakers games back.
Yeah,
in the day.
Yeah, and he's a nice guy.
Remember,
too.
He was at Carolina when I was at Duke, so we saw him a lot. We saw young, handsome Rick Fox back in the day. But when you look at the entertainment and cultural footprint of the NBA, just take the basketball piece out of it for a moment,
and I
keep getting back to the most recent NBA draft when every next kid was so well presented, clean, and expensively dressed, and ready to have prepared of what to say and how to answer questions, and just, I mean, there used to be these NBA drafts. There were some rough customers in these drafts, and what's happened, and like how early in their lives, how early in their careers, they become aware of their role as entertainers and business and
professionals
people.
At professionals. Like 15, 16 years old.
And Rick talked about why and how that's happened and what is it, what they're exposed to and mirroring. Now, what we're seeing is the LeBron generation. What we're seeing are people who now, LeBron at 35 has created.
Carry yourself a different
all
way.
Of these guys of how to carry yourself and how to be a business and an entertainer and all this. Forget it, just the basketball itself. All-Star Weekend reminds you of that, about where this game has come.
Yeah. Even last night, there was a casino night over at Bounce Sporting Club over in Chicago Avenue. And, you know, you walk in and it's you're seeing all the people from Nike and you're seeing all the people from the NBA and former NBA players. And got a chance to see Q and Darius from the Knuckleheads podcast. I'm going to check out their live podcast tomorrow. And it's just like all these people are in one room and you're like, oh, okay, this is what the NBA does when they come to your town. I've never been to an All-Star Weekend before. I was always working and didn't have the dough. So I was like, all right, I'm not about to go to Vegas so I can go spend all my money to, you know, look like I'm something I'm not. But when it comes to your city, you can realize, like, you feel it. Like, whatever. I mean, even the days before, the police presence that was down here, downtown Chicago, just walking around, just making sure everybody was cool. I mean, there's a lot of things happening in the city.
And the hooligans, don't forget the hooligans.
They'll be around. but the city, like every venue, like any place that you would normally walk into on a Thursday or a Friday for lunch or an after work drink, is going to have NBA people in it.
Correct.
There's going to be players. There's going to be broadcasters. Like, I'm looking forward to catching up with Cassidy this weekend as well. Like, a lot of people.
Everything Chicago, in the building.
Yeah, a lot of Chicago-based people who have made their way in the NBA as well. So hopefully it's going to be a good time, and all the tributes to Kobe and all the things that are happening in this city. Hopefully people fall in love with the NBA again after going through such a tough bull season.
I was mentioning during transition, my brilliant cousin decided this would be the weekend for his younger son's bar mitzvah here in Chicago with everybody flying in. And he had a block of rooms at the Westin, and LeBron's people were at the Westin, so they moved the room block. They said,
got the whole floor.
Apparently their room block had been, they gave him some advance notice, but
they
moved it out.
They sent him outside.
And now, meanwhile, at the Westin right now, you can't get in the front door unless you have a room key.
Yeah.
It's
Vegas style.
The lobby is not open to the public right now, and that there are other hotels, though, depending on who's staying there. You can't just go, like, if I need a bathroom, I can't run my usual playbook.
Run into Westin.
Yeah, my emergency spots are all blocked off now.
Yeah, the London House, I just came from some Nike stuff over there, and, you know, Tim Shaw and Alex and all the good people over there, and everybody's out there. And you think basketball, you think, you know, celebrities, the glamour and all that, tall dudes walking around, you know, scantily clad women, whatever the case may be. London House lobby right now is full of people with their laptops open, making sure that everybody that is affiliated with the NBA can get where they have to go, making sure that all these activations start on time. There's so much that goes into this. Navy Pier is ridiculous. You know, Trey Young's got his TISO event with our guy Chris Kason over there this Saturday, and the celebrity game, and the practice is right down the street from my crib. So it's a lot, man. Like, I truly was tired on Monday, and I haven't done anything. So today through Sunday, hopefully, you know, you guys get out too. Connor, I know you're a man of the city.
That's what I do.
Yeah, I know you can get out.
She see his picture with Kenny Smith.
I did. Yeah, I did. Did you guys do more than one take, or is that the one you took?
It was a couple of photos.
That's the one you chose?
First of all, it's not the one. Yeah. Just found it. What happened, what it is, it's, you know, people have, there was two cameras. So in the transition from, okay, I'm taking a photo to the next person taking a photo, everybody's like looking.
He's looking over,
that's how it occurred.
Yeah, he's got this very untrustworthy look that's going on with you there.
Look at me, also, I wouldn't trust me either.
You notice the Bernstein McKnight Show has a series of photos. We're going to make a coffee table book out of this, where it's tall athlete, Connor, and then the top of my head.
There you go.
That cuts off.
Whether that's a good style.
There's a great one with Chris Bryant that I want. I think it's our banner.
You're also there.
You can barely see this little mop of gray hair that's just kind of sticking up. With every,
that gets you like something to stand on.
Costas thing.
Listen, you should be out this weekend too. You should be taking Jay, you know, different places to go see his favorite NBA athletes and run into a Zach Randolph for no reason.
Why not?
I'm for real. Like, seriously, though, if you are in this city and you have a young one, There's so much to do this weekend if you want to go do it. Like, if you are.
You can go out to Navy Pier.
Yeah.
You can go over to Wintrust.
Yes.
You can go see all sorts of stuff.
Wintrust earlier? Zion Williamson and Barack Obama together?
Yeah. Nice event. Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
I'm taking Zion. In a game.
In a game?
Yeah. In a game. Not historical significance. Exactly. I thought my Dominique Wilkins won the dunk contest take was bad.
We were having a good time with that.
They're doing putting on the Ritz, perhaps.
Oh, see, don't do that.
All right. And that concludes Transition with Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight.
I usually got to go because Dan, you know, says something crazy. So this would be my time.
Jay, you're more than welcome to stick around.
I do want to stick around, but I'm not going to look at him do that the whole time.
No, they're leaving right now, and I'm going to actually start my actual show.
Oh, okay.
So if you would like to stay for the next segment.
Shane, is it okay if I stay? We got to ask Shane. You know.
No, it's not.
It's not? All right, I'm out then.
No, I'll make the decision here.
No, Shane doesn't want me to stay.
So how about we do this? I will tell you that the top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Remaining home opponents include Illinois, Penn State, and Minnesota. Single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at nusports.com. This hour is being brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their new website at 56david.com. That's 56david.com. Campy, you tell me. You want a break? If Jason can stay?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's break. Jason Goff is here in the building. I talked with the guys from the All the Smoke podcast this morning. I got Captain Jack and Matt Barnes. You're going to hear that interview before 1 o'clock. I got a Bulls roundtable for you at 1 o'clock. Hyken is already here. He already just slid into the producer studio. We got a lot of basketball luminaries up in this piece right now.
You almost said it, too.
I did almost said it. You know why?
Don't get too NBA now.
I know. You're here. I just talked with Barnes and Captain Jack.
Let's bring Hyken in just to balance it out a little bit before people start to get squirrely.
No, I felt like it was real balanced the last segment. We're going to unbalance it for this other one that's coming up. We'll do that
unfair
next.
And unbalanced?
Totally. You saw it. You heard it. Oh, wait. Mitch, can I?
Oh.
Can he stay?
Hey, no.
Can Jason stay?
What's up, dude?
Jay's going to hang out with me for another segment. Is that all right?
Why not?
All right, good. We need to take a break. Jason Goff is here with me. We'll do that next here on The Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.